All right, welcome back to Soccer Matters here on ESPN 97.5. We roll on here tonight as the Houston Dynamo this weekend will be in action against Minnesota United. Get out to BBVA Stadium. The game will be airing on Channel 55, so you can join Eddie Robinson, myself, and Cindy Bourbano for the call of the game. Next interview is brought to you by Advantage BMW Midtown. Get down to Advantage BMW Midtown. Ask for Steven. You can ask also for Justin. They will take care of you. Sales, they'll put you in a vehicle, whether it's a lease or a buy. Advantage BMW Midtown, proud sponsors of Soccer Matters. And they bring us the one and only Fafa Pico. Fafa, thank you for coming on.
Thank you for having me.
All right, look, in times like this, I like to go to veterans over the years because these are not easy times. These are very tough times. And I know it's been tough on you, the players, the coaching staff, everybody. Before we get to your performance this year, which I'm looking forward to talking to you about, just take me into the morale, where you guys are mentally. And look, I get you got to protect the locker room, but I also know there are things that are reality, and fans know that too.
Yeah, I mean, obviously, it's not an easy moment for all of us, for any of us. We're aware of the situation. We know where we sit on the table. And it's not where we envision to be right now, especially as we started out the season well. And then a few ties went on and it just became a habitual thing. And it's unfortunate because we know a lot of the games we could have closed out better. We could have done better in them. And it's not reflective of our actual performances all around. But once you're not getting results, what's talked about is just the little things that you do wrong or the mishaps in games. But, you know, some of the balls go our way, some of the deflections go our way, or we don't make certain errors in certain key moments, or maybe we come into second half more awake. We don't lose these games, or we don't tie a lot of these games, and we end up maybe getting 15 more points than we have right now, easily. But now we have to look at it game by game. We can't look too much into the next five games or into the next six games. We have to look forward to Saturday and perform Saturday and look to get 3 points on Saturday. And once we get that first win, we build off from there.
Fafa, do you still believe in the playoffs? It's going to be a tough hoe. You're going to have to win a lot of games.
Yeah, I mean, the good thing is that there's 14 games left. We're past that half mark. But at the same time, we have the players and we have the locker room. We have the belief to do what we have to do. It's not going to be easy. I'm not going to sit here and try to make it sound like an easy task. But at the same time, we know what we're capable of. And like I said, if we close out some of those games differently, if we're a bit more focused in key moments, we end up winning those games. So we definitely have confidence that we can get there. With 2-3 wins, we turn things around and we're back in where we have to be.
42 points still available. We're talking to Dynamo striker Fafa Pico, who drew the penalty, hit the penalty kick in the 2-2 draw with FC Dallas. You mentioned the start to the second half, and we've seen this year consistently, you know, not answering the bell and really putting yourself in difficult positions. And I just have to think here that, you know, coaches are always on the way out of the locker room saying, hey, let's get off to a good start. You guys are saying it amongst yourself. What do you think it is?
It could just be I couldn't tell you fully. It can just be at this point, maybe certain moments of complacency or just comfort, you know, especially when we're up 1-0, or if people pay attention or if we look at it from the outside, a lot of the times we tie a game or we're winning a game, we kind of get comfortable instead of just putting teams away, you know, maybe just killing a game off or killing a, you know, just booting a ball instead, maybe try to make that extra good looking pass or something that might, you know, not get us what we need. It's maybe more attractive, but ends up costing us in the end. So we just got to be a bit more brute and look to just close out games. And again, the same way we come out early in second half, sometimes dry, even if the coach gives us all the motivation we need, sometimes we come out flat. And then closing out games, those last 5-10 minutes of games are crucial. And at times we've given up games in those moments too.
Fafa, just take me into, you know, look, the reason I bring you on is because you're a longtime pro. You've been through it. You've seen a lot of things. You've had the ups and downs. You've got the experience. There's no question. Do you see it wearing on any of your teammates? And I don't want to hear names or anything, but Can you see that? Can you feel that? And how do you pull yourself up out of that? You know, because you remain very motivated. How do you help your teammates along with that? But do you see that?
Yeah, I think it's normal at this point. Sometimes maybe we score and then we get scored and it's like, crap, here we go again kind of situation. But I think the only way to deal with that is just putting 100% and more than that, pouring out more than you have even in effort. And I think it's contagious across the board. If a few people are doing it, other guys will continue to do it. And it just becomes contagious throughout the team. And even coming in and during the week and working hard as a group, you know, checking on each other, having a good group. I think all these things are necessary for these moments that we're going through right now to keep the motivation and keep the unity and the peace in the locker room so that we don't beat up ourselves completely to the point where we get discouraged, because it's obvious we're having a lot of outside noise that's negative and we don't want to, you know, bring that to where we are. We have to fight for each other. The good thing is we have a great locker room and a great group of guys that's helping. And I think that's going to help us over this stretch of next 14 games.
All right. I know we only have 1 minute left. I want to go to a singular play though, because I love that touch you made after that long diagonal ball and then earning the penalty. That to me was a spectacular moment. Take me through that a little bit.
No, it was a great diag from Darwin Seren. And I knew the defender was going to kind of try to play with it. So try to float in between. And once I realized he was going to try to make the play, the only thing I had left was just focus on the touch forward and try to get behind the defense. I realized later on I had Coco open, but at that point I'd already dribbled. And I said, if I could split to turn again, I'll get a shot off and try to roof it first post. But once I saw the second guy come and hit me, I was going to get a draw penalty. So I just have to continue to make plays like that. That's the FAFA I know, and that's the FAFA I expect to perform. And I want to continue in that way to help my team in every way I can.
We look forward to watching you against Minnesota. Fafa Pico has 6 goals, 3 for 3 on penalty kicks. So I know who's taking our next penalty if we get one on Saturday. Thank you very much for coming on the show tonight, Fafa. Best of luck, and thank you for being open and honest about the situation.
Thank you for having me, Glenn. Appreciate it.
All right, that's Fafa Pico, Houston Dynamo. They'll take on Minnesota this weekend. We'll take a break. It's all brought to you by John Daspit and the Daspit Law Firm.